I've been hearing from some of you that you feel a little intimidated to leave me your advice. You haven't called the advice hotline because you think, I'm not an expert, I'm not a celebrity or a published author or whatever. That doesn't matter. What are those things that you do to give yourself comfort, to help you relax, to help you evolve? That's the kind of stuff that I want to hear. If you have something in mind, give me a call on the hotline, 844-935-BEST. 844-935-BEST. Today on the Best Advice Show, Josh Gwen is going to talk about the healing properties of nostalgia.
So I'm not a mental health professional. Do not come for me. I'm just telling you what works for me. And what works for me is using nostalgia in order to help battle my anxiety. I'm someone who is always consuming media, like always watching a new television show, always watching a new movie, always listening to new music. Like, I'm the friend who, when something new comes out, people are like, Josh, who's in that? And I like know like all of the people that are involved, or like I've read like 7 reviews on this new movie that we should see this weekend. But last year I started feeling depleted, like worn out. Like I was unable, like my glass was full and I was unable to take in any new anything. It felt like this muscle that I had just like atrophied. There was that moment where everyone was making sourdough bread and watching Tiger King. And I remember I watched the first episode of Tiger King like 7 times because I was like, I am unable to process anything new right now. You know,
it's like reading the same sentence in a book a bunch of times.
It wasn't something that I've ever experienced before, you know.
I got to show you, you're going to get closer to tigers and lions here than you want anywhere in the world. Plenty more in the world. Plenty more in the world. Plenty more in the world.
And I wish someone had just sat me down and said, bitch, you're tired. You're anxious. The world sucks right now. Like, you're overstimulated.
Yes.
Like, there's a lot going on.
Yes. And so what did you do to, how did you realize that if someone didn't tell you that?
So at the same time, Netflix started releasing a bunch of Black classics. Everything that would have been on UPN, like Moesha, The Parkers, One-on-One, like all of these shows that I loved as a kid.
Yeah.
And I started watching Moesha again, which I used to love that show. I used to watch it with my babysitter. And I remember being like, okay, like I'm going to watch this and see if it holds up. Like if I like it as much as I remember liking it.
They say the first love is the perfect love. Something I won't know for 2 more months because my Amish father won't let me date or use electricity until I'm 16. But what's the difference? With this gigantic zit on my face, no boy will want me anyway. At least not one worth writing about.
And there are definitely some things that are not great about it, but it also like was really funny and it was really awesome to see like a Black girl in the 90s in Los Angeles just get to be a Black girl in the 90s in Los Angeles. It was like very mundane in a way that I feel like we as Black people don't usually get to see. Like a lot of the stories are usually they're somehow rooted in trauma or some sort of negative experience. And it was just like she just like wanted to have a car, like she was 16. You know, and so when I was watching these shows, I was like, oh, like I'm able to like watch things. Like I'm able to like follow what's going on. It's just like new characters that I just don't have room in my brain for right now. And the experience of watching something that you like might remember the words to, or you might have a relationship with the characters, like you might already be like, I don't like that person, I love this person. I really think that it can really be like a blanket in a time when things feel like overwhelming and like you don't have a lot of control of what's happening around you.
Is there like a particularly comforting, you know, aesthetic or something that's drawing you back in?
I mean, I think every generation has their version of like what they will find nostalgic based on when they came of age. And so for me, it really is like music that came out in the late 90s, early aughts. It's situational comedies with in front of a live audience. It's when a hot guest star comes onto the set and the entire crowd goes, ooh. There are little moments where my body just goes, I know what this is and it's great. Like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And so I think that everyone has their version of like what nostalgia is. And I don't think that it's a bad thing to lean into that. Like, I think that a lot of times we're conditioned to be like, we're strong and we're resilient and nothing shakes us and everything is fine. And that's not always the case. And I think a lot of us realized that in the last couple of years, like a lot of us realized that we could get smacked onto our ass like the rest of us. And so like, I think that like listening to your body is something that's really important. If your body is having an emotional, visceral reaction to something, you should listen to it.
And your body was just telling you, you needed some M to the
O to the. Moesha.
I so relate to this advice. I am actually wearing my KKTY Bayside shirt right now, so I'm really feeling this. Josh Gwynn is the co-host, along with Tracy Clayton, of Back Issue, the podcast that reckons with some of culture's biggest questions. They are back with their new season. It's delightful and comforting, just like Moesha. If you consider yourself a Best Advice Show fan, please leave me a rating or review at Apple Podcasts. The more ratings you leave, the higher up on the charts I'll be, which will make it easier for new folks to discover the show. That's why podcasters are always asking you to leave a rating or review, just in case you didn't know. Thank you in advance.